Choices, choices, choices. Choices we can make and choices we'd make. According to Graham Brown, and I call it, life is about choices. Some we regret. Some we're proud of. Some will haunt us forever. And finally, he said, we are what we chose to be. The question is, how can we make the right and positive choice? Jeremiah, in the first reading, warned the people in his time who made bad choices, who seek not God, but the pleasure of what they knew what is best for them. It was unlikely, however, in their defense, that they would choose the right one. Why? It was because they went through a lot of unkind events or experiences. Like they were all exiled from their own country. They were banished and expelled from their own native land. Or perhaps they were all maltreated, molested, and neglected during their exile in Babylon. Nevertheless, Jeremiah warned them not to indulge from the pleasure of this world, not to make wrong choices, but to seek God's refuge to the one and true God only, who saved their ancestors from slavery in Egypt, and now who's saving them from the exile. And he said to God alone must they give their trust and hope, and they will live in abundance forever with him. Like us, or likewise for us today, my brothers and sisters, my friends, we live in a world that's full of challenges and trials. But one thing for sure, God is with us all the time. He is our only hope, for He is our only one true God. Never He allows evil to make our lives miserable, but for us to learn, from these, and to see the good that will come out of it. We oftentimes make wrong choices, but He always gives us a chance to stand up again, amend our life, and make our path straight again. And when we fall, we should learn how to stand again, but this time not on our own, but with God. To learn from our mistakes and to correct our choices. This is the reason why St. Paul calls us to believe in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. For Christ Jesus already suffered and died for us, for our sins. He made the right choice, obeyed His Father's will to give us hope, to make straight our path, and for us to inherit the salvation that He brought us. And that through His resurrection, our faith in Him bore the fruit of eternal life, a life which no one could give us but Him, a life of free from the bondage of evil. And today, Christ Jesus, in His bountiful mercy and love, gives us a clear choice between what is good and what not. Giving us, once again, a chance to amend our lives, to see the truth, to hear the truth, and to abide with the truth. Opening our eyes and minds that though we are poor in spirit now, He assures us of our inheritance of the kingdom of God. We may be hungry now, but later at this Mass, He will give us the nourishment not only to satisfy our body, but most importantly, feeding our souls with His own body and with His precious blood. Though we are weeping, He, at this moment, offers us His word of hope. Hope to celebrate life with joy and happiness. We may not be pleased with the insult and humiliation because of our faith in Him as we try to emulate it in our life, which some of our brothers and sisters make fun of us, dishonor our faith because of the sin of some few. But Christ Jesus, at this day of age, invites us to persevere, to remain vigilant, and to continue to have faith in God. And for our reward will be great in heaven. My brothers and sisters, especially those who will join us in our Texas mission tomorrow, may we all share this good news, not only to the people of Texas, not only to our families and friends, but to all who we will encounter every day of our lives. Jesus is our hope. He brings hope to us. Accept it. Let us bring to them the Word who is Jesus Christ, the hope of all nations, the only way, the only truth, and the only who can give us life. And for ourselves, my brothers and sisters, let us continue to do good, to make the right choice or choices, and to remain steadfast in our faith.